don't know how you came by this record, but you are now embarked upon a journey that must certainly lead you to change your life forever. If you were never a special person, you are a special person now. Hello, Seeker. Now don't feel alone here in the New Age, because there's a Seeker born every minute. Yes, I'm Dr. Happy Harry Cox, and call me Happy because I am. Because you're listening to another in a series of my mind-breaking records, Men Never Lived on Earth, which started off with I Came From Outer Space, followed by Strangers at Our Door, which includes the ultra-high-speed recording of real gas music from Jupiter. If you haven't got them, buy them now. I was right about the comet. Get them and see why. Write me here in my award-winning communication trailer, Space Nyan, Blue Mouse Trailer Resort, Hellmouth, California, 90666.
Dogs flew spaceships.
The Aztecs invented the vacation.
Men and women are the same sex.
Our forefathers took drugs.
Your brain is not the boss.
Yes,
that's right.
Everything you know is wrong.
Hello, Seekers. Here we go again. And hello especially to the skeptic inside you who might still believe that pigs live in trees and that faithful Rover is nothing but a pet sleeping by the doggy door. Well, doggone it, he's smarter than you'll ever be. Yes, I've got proof here that his ancestors came from the dog star millions of years ago to rule the Earth. He's been there. And you probably don't even know where you are. Don't believe it? Well, listen to this.
First I thought it was a big old dog, because of the way it howled and how it had them big friendly eyes. But I had to ask myself what the hell I was doing up in the graveyard, digging up the ground with a shovel. Thought I was crazy. I'm not a drinking man on duty, Mr. Cox, not me. You know, I figured it was one of them werewolves we're having, so I slipped a wooden load in my shotgun, and then all of a sudden, now this is going to sound crazy, a big dark shape with flashing lights come up over the top of the hill. That went right over there. It's about 100 miles an hour. This dog, a wolf, or whatever it was, it took off like a bug rabbit with that dry hump over there. Hey, Deputy, just a minute, will you? I'm not a drinking man, Mr. Cox. I swear to hell I saw it.
That was no crazed sterno bum, but a respected law enforcement officer, Sheriff Luger Axhandle of Heater County, California. And that wooden marker over the grave where the creature was digging? It bore a mysterious inscription. Much faded with time and wormholes, it read, "No name, died 1897, with this curious epitaph, not from around here, but a real square little feller." Now, I tracked down this story to Lim Ashhaller, who's editor of the Hellmouth Heater Democrat.
Back here someplace. Y'all are published monthly back then. Uh-huh. There's a lot happening, you know.
1897.
It's a big yellow jacket epidemic.
Oh, really?
That was very fashionable in those days.
April 19th.
Yeah, it's a bunch of funny storms.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. Here it is. April 19th, 1897. Strange occurrence at Proctor's Well. Yeah, well, this story pops up about every 10 years or so. Happened over in Curio, Arizona, about 20 miles the other side of the river.
Yeah.
Came crawling out of a well, wearing ladies' shoes.
Uh-huh.
Didn't know what milk was.
Repeated everything anybody said.
Well, I'm reading it. Real little, smooth like baby's feet, with big friendly eyes. He sounds like a real nice guy. Took him to the Swiss picnic for a good time, and he choked to death on a piece of cheese. And then it's the end of the story.
Curio, Arizona, crumbling remnant of the Old West, or could it be the final resting place of a little guy from outer space? Could be. All I know is everything you know is wrong. Think your children are as innocent as a new puppy next door? Well, they know something you don't know. They know that their American forefathers took drugs, and you probably don't even know where your father is.
Dirty Rustling Films presents Ben Franklin, Hero or Huffhead.
I wanted the woods and the Indians to sleep with me. but I was afraid of the cold and made them sleep outside. So I never felt the touch of a warm, naked Indian or in a cold, naked forest.
Ben Franklin, the only president of the United States who was never president of the United States. Was he an early drug user? Let's see. He wrote of it in Poor Dick's Conspiracy in 1761, while still an apprentice bookmaker in colonial Philadelphia.
So I betook me to the Hash Fire Inn for a secret caucus of the hotheads, rebellious libertines all, lusting for life and liberty. The real George Washington brought to him, and I the evening papers. We quickly proceeded to get Sarah Meadows and young Tom Everson goodly stretched by the hemp, which smoked us all like Boston scrod. What a fetid fervor of freedom.
I say, let's have a revolution.
Statement fiery Sam, the tax collector, to which Big Ben replied,
fine, Sam. Then we can invite over a bunch of immigrants and make cars.
Yes, 1761, hemp kindled the fires of American history. Nerdy clockwork films, an alternate look at an alternate history. For an alternate culture.
Well, I guess I don't have to tell you everything you know about the revolution is wrong. You know that now. But did you know that Indians can be in two places at once? That they can change into animals? That they invented the wire recorder? Well, I've seen it. I've heard it. Now listen to this. This is a very rare recording from long ago.
What is it,
seems they recorded one of those old-time medicine shows.
News. The war is over!
See? Bet you didn't know the South won the Civil War. This is Daddy.
No true Mississippi cowhard would leave his wine cellar undefended in such a dangerous time.
Okay, we don't want this part in here. It gets up to some
think of the balls you'll have.
You're too young to think about that, Beulah Balls. Bells.
We gotta get to the part where they have this amazing vision.
Watch that war criminal!
This is more of the point. Oh, this is bad.
Why, look! Oh, Uncle Tom! You're back!
Uncle Field Marshal Thomas Lawbury, quadroon, honey! I'm back! And I'm beautiful!
I'm so glad that you're back, Tom!
It's good to have the
see, there are many, many things that you don't know.
That's
everything
right,
you know is wrong.
I forgot! You're a free man now.
Oh, this is the best part of the play.
Oh, no, I ain't, General. I's a Spencer. I's a professional state. Well, now, you've been working on this kick-your puppet for 60 years. And now you plan to pay for your puppet tax. Put it right here in the bag.
Blasphemy! I die first.
It's a new world, honey. Nobody gwan have to be a slave all the time. No more. We gwan take turns. And guess who's joining in now?
Pretty wild bunch of miners. Now here comes the medicine show part. That's Professor Archer. Now, this was a Dr. Fire Signs at Antique Theater, I think it was called. There have been books written about it. Okay, now let me find the part here with the drugs.
Yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, chickens and Mexicans.
That's Archer.
Inside, just a minute.
I want to get through.
Transmitted from beyond the grave to the famous dead Indian hero, Chief. Dead Sea Knockout.
Very famous medium of the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chief Knockouts, Pyramid, Pushover, Paste.
Okay, now that's drug number one. Now they added in something else.
Internal application. Uptown Brew, Inca, Hell Oil Tonic.
That was extremely potent. Now I'll find the...
safe as clown milk. Judge Rentbergen to prove it. Professor Archer is preparing a quotation for our personal libation.
That's
here
Bowman.
We go.
That's Bowman.
One pot of the paste.
The paste.
Okay. One pot of the juice.
The juice.
And just a poke shot of hello.
Thank you, Archer. Yes, we will now drink it before your very eyes. Say, here's a toast to the brave and bully boys of the Arizona Territory.
Bowman had no sooner lowered his glance than he witnessed the sudden transformation of Professor Archer into a large silver crow. They both turned into crows. Each lifted his wings in surprise and rose like a shot, leaving the little town of Curio, Arizona, and its bewildered populace 500 feet below, silent specks on the vast western desert floor. Unable to speak to one another, pursuing the same course, they soared like brothers all that day and perhaps another, floating on each other's thoughts, never moving their wings, yet journeying a great distance to the south.
Look down, dear sun, a river of buffalo drinking from a hidden spring. Can you see in their midst a white buffalo?
Balanced on a raft of water in an endless river of reeds, they conversed inexplicably with an ancient cockroach in a sombrero they knew instantly to be
Don Brouhaha. Follow this snake,
he said.
Follow this snake. This snake is a river,
he said. And they jumped on the snake and rode it hard like a bronco to where the snake was swallowed by the sea. And they looked in a direction they had never looked before, and they saw a city of gold and amber and crystal in the sky at the bottom of the sea. And at the gate of that city, a white buffalo was grazing. And raising its great head, met their gaze directly.
I thought I turned that off. Damn! Nude Age Enterprises, I'm busy.
You don't know what busy is, Cox.
Is that you, Nino?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, it's me, Nino the Great Mindboggler.
Nino!
Yeah. Listen to this. I'm calling you from inside a steel box at this Syphilis Socialist People's Institute of Electrical Shocks and Psychic Surprises. Can
a
you
steel
dig
box?
Yeah, they're studying me again.
In Russia?
Cox, listen, that's not what I'm talking to you about now. I got terrific news.
Yeah?
They told me it's all right to talk about them.
They did?
Yeah, now listen, they want contact with you.
With me?
Yeah, something's gonna happen. Have you received any messages lately?
Boy, messages? No, not out here. Oh, hey, wait, on my phone, my answer phone.
Yeah, okay, maybe, possibly, yeah.
Okay, look, I'll play it. Oh, look, I'll have to put you on hold so I can listen back to it, okay?
Forget it. Look, I just move over to the TV, eh?
Oh! God, that's spooky, Nino. How do you do that?
I don't know. That's what they're trying to find out. Can you see me? What do I look like?
Yuck, very clear. You look square, black, kind of regular.
That's the steel box. Inside, I'm tan, I'm handsome.
Nino, you are amazing.
Yeah, look, just hold the flattery, and will you please listen to the tape?
Oh, the tape, the message. Yeah, okay, look, where's that tape?
Hey, well, look, just stand back. I'll turn it on for you.
Rappy Cox.
Oh, how do you do that?
I don't know.
So leave your new age revelations.
No, this is just me.
After
oh.
The beat.
This is just my message. Okay, here we go. There.
Cox?
That, oh.
Listen, Cox, this is Paul Flaffer.
I know
you're working in there, but...
It's just the manager of the trailer court.
You got a minute, okay?
Oh, he just
well,
wants
wait
his
a minute.
Rent.
What's
no,
his name?
No, it's just Hole Flaffer.
Hole?
This is Goldie at the bank.
Oh, the
Mr.
bank.
Mr. DeGrief would like you to come in tomorrow morning to talk about your balance.
Oh, my God, I forgot.
Okay?
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah, but you never know where it's going to come from, you know. Don't dismiss these...
Wait, this is it. This is it
now
for
listen,
sure.
Cox, this is Hole Flaffer.
Oh,
again.
God, it's Hole Flaffer.
I really think I should talk to you about.
Oh, for
yeah, but that sounds
sake.
Intriguing, you know.
Yeah, sure. He couldn't be. This is it. This is it, Nino. This is it.
Real dance music.
Oh, that's my voice, though.
This is the Seeker, the Truth Speaker.
You know.
Okay,
Gary,
if this is them, I'll accept it.
You were right all along, but you know that, you know?
Oh, no, it's
we
this.
We proved it. Look, there's
oh, Nino, I'm
of us,
sorry.
You know
it's
I mean?
This kid.
Well, that's pretty strange, you know?
No, no, it's just a kid. This kid is crazy. He calls me all the time.
There's 13 seekers of us now, and we're all coming out in the heavenly bus. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Mom's listening. I gotta go.
He just really
speak
admires
out,
me. And
seek out.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's not it. Okay, yeah. Now here it comes.
Oh, shit.
Nah, that's just Hole Flapper and...
Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing more on it.
Well, look, I think you ought to talk to this Hole Flapper. With a funny name like that, he could be a contact.
Oh, not Hole
okay,
Flapper.
Okay, listen,
Nino,
I gotta
he couldn't
go.
Possibly...
They want me
well,
to bend
wait
a few
minute.
At
don't...
the forklifts union and meld a watch for Dr. Dallin.
Don't
you know,
go. Don't...
Hey, I'll be in touch, Cox. Okay, hang in there.
Nino...
Agency
oh, God, how does he do that?
Lagushka has also discovered minor traces of emotion
right
jealousy in recent
better get the hell over to Hole
Flapper's
trailer. He would know what to say to an alien.
Dr. Lagushka Superior, Professor Sokayo Nozyedichel, there's one for you, right? Who is director of the observatory, stated I am intensely jealous of Dr. Lagushka's important discovery. Well, see, scientists are prey to the same emotions as just about everybody, Ray.
I wouldn't bet on it.
Well, where it's at, news team, we'll be back in a minute with a story that's sure to cause you mirth when we hear about Rebus Canepus and his leap to the center of the Earth.
You know, I think that...
See that bear lapping up that good old country water? Sure makes a big hairy guy like me thirsty. That's when I wrap my lips around that tall, sweaty, edible bottle of good old country Bear Whiz beer. As my daddy said, son, it's in the water. That's why it's yellow. Bear Whiz beer.
Bear Whiz beer, a liquid product of Andrew Bear Whiz Brewery, Animal, Missouri.
You're watching Channel 6, the hot one for the high desert. It was hotter than Hooker in Heater today and hotter than Heater in Hellmouth, where the high was 133 degrees with thunder showers anticipated later this evening.
Magog Brothers, Atlantis Carpet Reclaimer.
Yes, my brother Gog was wrong about the comet. How were we to know it would land right in the middle of our giant warehouse? It's a cataclysmic sail down here. We're flooded. We're over our poor heads in remnants, burn-ins, and labels from such naturally famous weaves as Royal Moo, Lemurian, Westerness, and Munchkin Mills. Dog hairs, nerveballs, slick snags, trip easy. We got them, you get them. Your nap will rise again, and that's my story.
Good God, it's Magog Brothers, Atlantis Carpet Reclaimers, serving Heater, Hellmouth, and the low desert area.
Are you going? Well, the happy hour news is back. And what about that big local story, Ray?
Well, thanks, Harold. As some Chinese philosopher said, just dig a hole that's deep enough and everybody will want to jump into it. Well, as you know, that big comet did the digging and now daredemon Rebus Canepus is going to do the jumping tomorrow morning, weather and authorities permitting. And here's Pat Hatt with the story right in our own backyard.
Damn, honey, you ever...
No,
hey, you ever
hold it, hold
before,
it.
Honey?
This is Pat Hatt, and I'm here in the desert with Rebus Canepus, here where tomorrow over 210 fine million Americans will turn their 422 million blue eyes upon this man. And it's got to be a fake.
No, this is no fake, Pat. I'm gonna fall into the biggest goddamn hole anybody's ever seen.
He's referring, of course, to the hole that many people says goes directly to the center of the Earth.
That's right, Pat. Now, the only other thing that's been down there before me is that comet.
Aren't you scared, Rebus?
I'm not as scared as you are, Pat. I got the best equipment. I got the special trick shoes and a reverse drag chute.
When will you open the parachute?
Well, I may never get to know that, Pat. They say I may fall into the sun at the center of the Earth.
Or you could go all the way through and be projected into orbit over Kathmandu.
That's why I've got the parachute.
Well, as Sid Fudd, the great scientist sportsman, once said to me, what goes down must come out.
Pat, I'm not down and out. Live or die, I'll make a million.
You're insane, Rebus.
I'm not any more insane than the hundreds and thousands of my fans who come here to help me have the biggest goddamn party the stinking desert's ever seen before I take that jump.
Are you worried about the weather? There are reports that flash floods are coming along the chilly Colorado. What if the big river floods into the hole?
I'm not worried about that, Pat. It'll either make the hole slicker for me or
it'll put out the sun in the center of the Earth. While I don't want to sanction stupidity as our national sport, still I have to admire this little man's dogged nerve and rubber determination. Yes, it's a small step for this square little fellow, but he's taking a big fall for all mankind. This is Pat Hat here by the big hole at Pachter's Well outside Curio, Arizona.
It's bound to bring out the curious and the kooky, don't you think, Ray?
Well, it's brought a lot of experts to the area and increased activity there, of course, from the nearby Ghost Hard Air Force
Base. That's very good for the economy, as we all know.
Good training for the boys.
Pre-leap parade coverage begins at 6 a.m. And later on...
Yes, later tonight you'll see my special report of the tragic plight of Americans of humorous descent as I talk to Bernard Flapdoodle, president and founder of the Funny Names Clubs of America.
Really touching story. And this is Harold Tepugger.
And this is Ray Hamburger.
For the Where It's Happy news team. Good night, Ray.
Good night.
Are you going out there?
Well, my daughter's going.
Attention, seekers everywhere. I was right. Everything I knew was wrong. Turn over this record right now and get ready for a real shocker. The most important revelation in my life.